Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You know how that we all have things that we love to cook just for ourselves, right, don't we? There's those times where I'm not home, where I know that my significant other will be cracking out the tin baked beans, and I cannot think of anything more disgusting, and it might even make me feel sick right now. But, you know, that's where she goes. I, on the other hand, love when there's no one else there. That's when the mushrooms come out.
Oh, yes.
You know, lovely mushrooms on toast. Mm-hmm. Or I reach for this ingredient. I reach into the store cupboard, I pick out that tin of tuna, and I make one of my favourite things in the world.
So your significant other doesn't like tinned tuna?
No.
So this is your shame food?
This is my shame food, and I'm happy to admit it.
This is your 5-minute food fix.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
All right, so tin tuna is a Simon thing that you get to do when you're on your own.
Tin tuna is a Simon thing I get to do when I'm on my own. We can elaborate on what all the other non-food things are later, but let's keep it focused for the podcast.
Yep.
Tin tuna is something that, I really reach for because I love it. Growing up, I used to eat it quite a lot. My dad used to make a really lovely pasta dish with it, which is one I'm going to talk about later. Mm-hmm. And I just always associate it with just a really nice thing to cook for yourself, a bit of self-love. It's delicious. It's tasty.
Yep.
It's nutritious. Mm. So high in protein. Mm. It's cheap. So, and it keeps in the cupboard forever. So it kind of feeds into my, you know, doomsday prepping thing that I have going on post-COVID.
How many tins of tuna do you have right
Seven,
now?
Seven.
Oh, my goodness.
Right now.
Okay, yeah. I've got four.
Four is
Yeah,
bad.
But plus one active one in the fridge that's being used right now.
Well, is it? Because you're in the studio here with me.
Well, I mean this week. We're using it this week. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, seven, you win.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah. Well, you never know when
you just never know when the doomsday arrives.
Yeah. Or you're just feeling really optimistic about having that one meal to yourself, in my case, right?
You know, it's so true. And I am feeling, this is so nerdy, but I am really conscious now of how much protein is in everything I eat.
Yes, yes.
And I'm always trying to up the protein.
Because you've been doing all that exercise and just for life generally.
It's all the weight training I'm doing.
It's really important to eat that protein, you mean.
Yeah, I'm getting swole.
I've noticed. yeah, it's good. Well, if you want to follow, channel your inner Arnie, I think, you know, tuna is where to go.
Okay, great.
So I'm going to talk you through my tin tuna pasta. It's really, really simple. But this one is a little bit of a tweak on the one that most people do, in that it comes from my very good old friend, Antonio Carluccio, and the amazing chef who I worked on a few books with. So this one employs a trick we've talked about before in a pasta sauce, which is to use a little bit of freshly grated ginger yumi to give it a bit of zip and zing. And I've been cooking it for years and it's just really good. It takes that tuna pasta to the next level.
You've mentioned Antonio Carluccio in the past. He's obviously a real influence in your own cooking.
Yes, yes, most definitely. I was a big fan before I started working with him, and having had the chance to work with him and taste his food there and in person, yeah, absolutely.
Oh.
It's my sort of food. It's full of flavour and it's not fussy at all.
Yeah, okay. So tell us how much ginger it is. Like if you, I know you're not the quantifier the way I am, but how much would it be?
It would be like a thumb, a big thumb.
For God's
thumb,
sake, we've all got
thumb.
Different size thumbs.
I know, but that gives you the liberty to go there. Do you want an Antonio thumb? They were quite big
chunky
thumbs. Chunky thumbs. Mm. I'd say a chunky thumb. What can we compare
thumbs.
It to? Little yumi, two yumi thumbs, I'd say.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe. Or a yumi and a half.
Right,
that
okay.
would do it.
What else?
Yeah. What else goes in there? Well, the usual things. We're going to have a bit of tomato. We're going to have a few other things. I'll just talk you through it because it's probably easy and it's a really simple recipe. Mm-hmm. So heat 4 tablespoons of olive oil in a pan. add a few tablespoons of finely chopped parsley, which gives it a little bit of lovely
mineraliness. That?
Yeah, it goes into the pan with two chopped garlic cloves at the same time. So you're getting all that aroma from the garlic, and you're probably not liking it, but it's very delicious. One small chopped red chili is in there at the same time too, and then the ginger. So that big thumb, two little thumbs, finely sliced in there. So everything will be all aromatic. And look, if you don't have that ginger and you've got that jar of the stuff in the fridge, I'm not going to judge you for it. It's okay. So just cook that up for a couple of minutes over a high heat until everything is softened and sizzling and just smelling gorgeous. Then add half a large jar or sort of carton of tomato passata or puree. You want a really smooth here, and then just simmer it away for a couple of minutes. Stir through your tuna, so a tin of tuna. You choose the size depending on how much you love it. I love it. So it's a big one. Mm. And then just season it with salt. Taste it first and season it with salt and pepper. And while that's happening, you're cooking your long pasta. Be a bit fancy. You're treating yourself here.
Okay.
Go with linguine.
Yeah.
It's seafood, sort of.
Of course.
And then just drain that pasta, add it to the pan, season it with a bit of black pepper, and you are away for a dinner for one. You will enjoy it.
Yum. And just quickly, no cheese on the pasta. Right. What would Antonio say?
But he would have said no.
No.
Yumi.
Yes.
That's our answer.
It's been your 5-minute food fix.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.